Somebody said Tony signed with Atlanta.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard that Ted Turner said that he would give him $1 million a year for as long as he could play.
It's lots of money in it.
It sure is. But then in the paper this morning, it said that he was expected to sign with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's going to do.
He'll sign with whoever who gives him the most money.
It seemed like it'd be kind of hard to turn down $1 million a year. I can't imagine anybody being worth that.
No, I can't either. But I tell you, let's say, knock that option out, that's going to ruin, finally ruin baseball.
Yes, sir.
I think it will. Or it'll just put them teams that's got the most money where they'll dominate it like the Yankees used to way back then.
Right. Well, a lot of people say that Steinbrenner just went out and bought himself a team.
Oh, yeah.
The Yankees, you know.
That's right. That's the way they used to do way back then.
What were those Yankee teams that were so good? How long ago was that?
Oh.
The ones that you're talking
around
about?
Around 1925 and 6. That's when there was most power.
And they went out and bought their players like they did?
Yeah, today? Most of them.
Huh? That's interesting.
Of course, they signed that Joe DiMaggio, you know. They didn't have to buy him. They signed him as a rookie.
Yes, sir. He was some kind of player.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen a Major League game?
Mm-mm. Except on television.
Yes.
You pull my eyes up too bad, man. Every one they had, I seen it, I guarantee you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
World Series is usually pretty fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to or see any of this last one?
Oh, yeah, I've seen nearly all of them, yeah.
What do you think about old Reggie Jackson?
Well, he's a good ball player. He is a nigger.
Right.
But sure? Them umpires on that, I don't know whether you've seen it or not, that play where he stuck his butt out and made that ball hit him.
I saw that.
That was
they missed that.
That was interference, pure and plain. Yeah,
it
that,
sure was.
Yep, that old announcer said, "Them umpires missed that one."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dodgers would have beat them 3-2 in 9 innings hadn't been as bad.
Yeah.
I think that's what broke the Dodgers back. But I think the Yankees had a better team. They had a whole lot the best bench.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he sure stuck that hip out
and
knocked that ball away.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about things that you wear yesterday when we stopped, and I was asking you about something that a woman would wear around her neck.
Yeah.
And you said if it was beads or pearls, you'd just call that.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you call it if you wouldn't call it a necklace, say if it were beads or pearls?
Well, I wouldn't know except just to call it beads or pearls, whichever one it was.
Like maybe a string of beads?
Yeah, string of beads or string of pearls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these things that men used to wear to help hold up their pants that came over their shoulders?
Well, they called them galluses or suspenders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Would you say that galluses is an old word?
Yeah, that's an old word for it.
Don't hear that too much anymore?
No, you never see a fella wear them anymore.
Did galluses look different from?
No, they was all the same.
All the same.
Made the same way.
I see. Well, what would you call something that you would hold over your head to keep rain off of you?
Umbrella or a parasol.
Now, is there a difference there?
No, they're all the same thing, but they're just people that call them a different name.
Yes, sir. I see. Ever seen people use those just to keep the sun off of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.